This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good to be joined by a guest that joins me each and every week at about this time on the show. This time last week, we were getting ready. Actually, this exact time last week, the Super Bowl was underway. But of course, RJ Bell joined me right out of the chute last week to preview the betting angles to the Super Bowl. So now here we are a week later, and we'll clean up some of the crumbs from the Super Bowl and look ahead at a few things, as I'm joined right now by the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press, and someone you can find on Twitter for a great follow, at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me on the show right now. How are we doing tonight, RJ?
Excellent, excellent. You know, we've got not only a recap of the Super Bowl betting, but we got history to talk about when it comes to the Super Bowl betting.
Yeah, I want to start there, RJ, and I think I know what you're talking about, just in terms of the overall dollars being wagered in Nevada, the legally wagered dollars on the Super Bowl. The record got smashed this year. I find that interesting because it seems to, you know, in some of the information you have here, it seems to go up every year. Like, the record keeps getting broken. And yet, one of the storylines with the NFL is that TV ratings keep going down the last couple of years. So we see, you know, intuitively we see a dip in the popularity, at least in consuming it on television, and yet the popularity of wagering on it has never been more explosive right now, at least in terms of the Super Bowl. First of all, thoughts on the record about the Super Bowl wagering being broken, but do you have any thoughts as well on that, the kind of the diverse trends of those two things?
I think you make a great point. Because it's all relative, right? Imagine
yes.
a situation that Super Bowl viewership, which I think is a pretty good proxy for interest. Mm-hmm. So Super Bowl interest goes up, let's say, 20% one year. Gambling goes up on the game 15%. You could make the case that gambling is trailing at that point, and it's the rising tide lifting all boats. Well, in this case, it's a lowering tide. Right, Super Bowl across the country, Nielsen, I think down 7%. This year, the betting on the Super Bowl up from the record, which was last year, up by 15% in Nevada. So you're minus 7 on interest, plus 15 on betting. Well, that's pretty strong. By the way, you mentioned multiple records broken in recent years, but this is pretty amazing. Is the Steelers-Seattle Super Bowl back in 2005-06 season was the record. And then that was, you know, 2006, as we said. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, record was not broken any of those years. Now, some of that had to do with the economy and traveling to Vegas. But just to put it into perspective, as of 2012, the record was $95 million, that Pittsburgh-Seattle. Now, 6 years later, and the record is almost $160 million. We're up 60% in 6 years on the Nevada handle. So this isn't just going up. This is a rocket ship, and as we know, very likely with the Supreme Court ruling, which could be as soon as March 5th, we're going to see very likely legalization to the point that individual states will be able to make their own decisions about having gambling. And when you look at the handle, look at the profits in Nevada, boy, I wouldn't be surprised if 20 states had sports betting within 18 months.
Yeah, you're going right where I want to go with this, RJ, because of the Supreme Court and the potential ruling that could really bring down all the barriers on this stuff. Like the numbers that you and I are talking about here, going from $94 million in 2006 to nearly $160 million last Sunday, these numbers become completely irrelevant in a new world like that, right? We're talking about a completely new world where the numbers that are going to be coming up theoretically from the underground and now being bet above ground, so to speak, are going to be setting all sorts of new standards for what wagering is on this game.
Yeah, well, I would say this. With raw numbers, yes, right? If you have one state
right.
now that you can bet, and then you have 20, let's say, in 2 years,
yeah.
it's going to be, is it exactly 20x? Well, no, based on the size of the state and other factors, but in that range. But the trend line applies, meaning if there were 20 states back in 2012, mm-hmm. I would guess that had legalization, I would guess that 60% upwards trend line in those 6 years till this year would be about the same. So not only are we looking at the places that you can bet legally likely increasing, but the demand to bet within those places going up significantly also.
What would we expect the impact to be specifically on Nevada, RJ, in a new world like that?
You know, we could do a 2-hour podcast on this one. So let's hit the highest level. Excuse me.
Yep.
One thing I think that people thought when there was riverboat gambling and such was, uh-oh, who's going to want to go to Vegas if you can go do it down the street?
Yep.
But what we figured out was that it was a feeder system. It was like, imagine, like movies, right? Is, okay, I'm in a small Ohio town I grew up in way back when, and there's one movie theater with four screens. Me falling in love with movies makes me want to go to a big city, see movies, go to Hollywood, whatever. Well, same thing. If you get a little taste for video poker, right, in Omaha or wherever, hey, you want to go to the big time. Now, that's the optimistic way to think about it. I'm not so optimistic, Sean, and here's why. I believe that Vegas suffers from what any monopoly suffers from. And what do I mean by monopoly? I mean lack of competition. Mm-hmm. When, you know, we can call it the 45-year-old husband phenomenon. Some people, not naming names, married 20 years, all of a sudden now that, you know, saying no to that cheesecake, getting that workout in, maybe not as motivated, right? I think we've all seen that. Well,
sure.
Vegas is the fat 45-year-old with the 20-year marriage, and now all of a sudden they're getting let loose in theory into the Manhattan 25-year-olds, and I don't think they're going to stack up too well. Now, does it mean that Vegas, that Nevada can't step up? No, it's possible. But, man, they're going to have to change their outlook. Because really, and you know this, sports books are more considered to be an amenity as a bathroom. I mean, literally, it's like we don't want our blackjack players to go across the street to another casino to go to a bathroom, and we don't want them to go across the street to bet a sports game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's how they're thinking about it, they're toast, right? But if they think about it like, wow, now there's this huge profit opportunity across the country, maybe they'll step up. Last thing I'll say quickly,
mm-hmm.
it was in the news recently, a couple weeks ago, Verizon, billions and billions of dollars, have spent serious money doing research through Yahoo about them potentially getting in the sports betting game. When you have companies like Verizon thinking about it, as bettors, we should all feel great because the competition is going to lead to player-friendly, customer-friendly offerings, but I'm not sure Vegas is ready for that level of competition.
RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So this Let It Ride better is just the he's something else, RJ, cashing in $10 million on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. For those who don't know, this is the same guy who bet the first six games of the World Series correctly and then decided not to bet game seven, if I'm not mistaken, and he walked away with millions of dollars there as well. Do we know who this guy is?
I know a good bit about him, but it was
yep.
told to me confidentially.
Gotcha.
What I can say, and it's been public, this fellow's in his early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
What is really surprising by reports that I trust or by sources I trust, this, when he started with about $400,000 or $500,000, you know, about $500,000, was a big, big chunk of his net worth. So it's one, hey, listen, you're worth $100 million. And you bet $500,000, hey, it's a big bet. But how different is it if you're worth $600,000 and you bet $500,000, right? That's what he started with the World Series.
Dude.
We broke that story, pregame.com, and he won and won and won. And at the end, he passed game seven, like you said, letting it ride before that, and one over $10 million. Then November, we hear nothing. December, nothing. January, most of the month, nothing. And then for the Super Bowl, he comes into the MGM, and we broke this story, and he said, I want to bet $10 million on the Eagles to win the game. Forget those points. I don't need them.
Money line.
Yeah, money line. And then what happened was MGM, to the highest reaches, CEO-level stuff, said, we'll take three. And then he spread around another $3 to $4 million at the other books, million here, million there. It adds up, as they say. And then he won, obviously. And now that let it ride started with about $500,000. He won another $10 million, biggest win on a single event we've ever seen. And now that original $500,000 is up over $20 million.
Wow. Well, you know what? Good for him. Only in America, RJ. That's unbelievable. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. They are the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. Give them a follow on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. RJ, fun cleaning up all these Super Bowl storylines with you, and look forward to doing it again with you next week.
I'll give you a tease, Sean. We're breaking this tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a Super Bowl coach, a winning coach, that we've got one of his players saying that he likely gambled on the game. And tomorrow we'll be tweeting out the audio on that interview. Can't give you any more details, but it's going to be a big story.
Okay, well then definitely give RJ a follow. I'm assuming you'll be tweeting it out on your Twitter account.
Absolutely.
At RJ in Vegas. Okay, good. Follow RJ there. Wow. I will be. I will have the radar up for that one tomorrow for sure, RJ. Appreciate it as always, buddy. We'll do it again next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.